When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Let's go.
We are 2 days until the Super Bowl. There have only been 56 in the history of the planet Earth, in the history of the known universe. 56 Super Bowls. Here comes the 57th.
Let's go.
The biggest leverage game in American sports, the Super Bowl. A national holiday. A legacy definer. And while we're on the subject of legacy,
have you ever been to one, Max? Have you been to
Yeah,
Super
oh
Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
You've been as a fan. Of course you have. You've probably
I've never been as a fan.
Really?
Never. Never been to a Super Bowl. Ever. Never, ever,
no,
ever,
that's
ever.
Not. See, he's doing it with a straight face. See,
no, I swear.
No, no, no.
I swear.
Think
never.
The truth.
I've never,
other
ever
than
been.
Playing in one, you've
other
never
than
been
playing,
to one as a
that's
fan?
Never been. Never.
Like, but you've gone to
I saw
Super
Bowl. Nick
like,
Foles.
I've been at.
I've never been to the Super Bowl game.
But, like, you've gone to the city for events.
Oh, for,
and things
yeah, 20,
like,
yeah, 20 years of that. Yeah. You know, yeah. No, I'm talking about to
the game itself.
To the game itself. I've never, ever been. You know, I've always watched it on television or Super Bowl party, so to speak, but I've never actually been to the game.
Do you have any desire to go?
No, I'm waiting for my nephew.
Right, then you go.
Yeah, then I go.
Yeah.
What did you say, Jay? Keep waiting.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I would not do that to Michael.
They're getting Derek Carr, buddy, so don't worry about the Saints.
Okay. Are you picking him next year as your...
If they get Carr, then I'm gonna pick them. I'm gonna pick them pretty good, and yeah, I'm gonna do something.
If Andy Reid decides he wants them, then you're going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Thinking about it, he said I might do something. Let me keep thinking about it.
So, Patrick Ewing, a lot of times is compared. You know, can he catch Tom Brady? Man, anyone getting to 10 and winning?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Mahomes.
You said Patrick Ewing.
Oh,
Patrick Mahomes.
Look at your fandom coming out, you Knick fan.
We're just talking about basketball.
Patrick Ewing.
He a fake Nick fan, though.
How could I possibly make that mistake?
For the Chiefs?
Patrick. All right. Patrick Mahomes.
Different looking dude.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I know why I made that mistake. Who? Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Ewing and Patrick Mahomes don't even look the same.
That's right. But I'll tell you why I made that mistake, because I got basketball in the brain. And here's the reason. Not just because we were just talking about it, but
different looking
people
dude.
Compare Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady in the sense that they were on the dominant AFC team. They always had home field in the playoffs. They win one home playoff game. They get to the AFC championship game seemingly every year. And he's had amazing team success early in his career. But the idea that you're going to get to 10 Super Bowls and win 7 is not great, right? And by the way, in the NFL, we give the quarterback enormous credit for that. But, you know, Tom Brady did it 10 times, won 7. Bill Russell in the NBA... won 11 championships. And for years, that was the reason he was considered the GOAT, right? And in baseball, actually, Yogi Berra, Yankees catcher, who was like a quarterback, won 3 MVPs, hit cleanup in the lineup, won 10 World Series. I don't think of Bill Russell or Yogi Berra as the greatest ever in the way I conceive of it. I do think of Tom Brady that way, mainly because the longevity just got ridiculous, right? And he did it at such a high level. But when I look at Mahomes, I think more like when I put my eyes on Jordan and thought, that's different. And then I looked at the numbers and go, oh, yeah, numbers say my eyes are right. And then I looked at team success and I go, damn, he won more than anyone, too. He didn't win 11 like Bill Russell, but in his era, he won 6. That was enough. Mahomes won his second MVP. And people say in the last 6 years, stop, he didn't start year one. So it's 5 years as a starter, his second MVP. He got 48 of 50 first-place votes. Other two, of course, went to Hurts. And by the way, one went to Josh Allen. Hurts was second. Josh Allen was third, and Joe Burrow was fourth. I'm surprised Burrow came in fourth and not third. Last 9 MVPs to play in the Super Bowl lost the game. None of their teams even covered the spread. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, twice. in Denver and Indiana. Tom Brady, Sean Alexander, Rich Gannon, Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner won the Super Bowl as an MVP. He's the last one to do it. He did it in 1999, won the MVP regular season, then just won the Super Bowl. But, guys, if Mahomes does it, I'm not saying he ever catches Brady in the list of career accomplishments, but I am saying this. That's the first dude since Michael Jordan to come into a major sports league to make you think that's the best I ever saw when you looked at him, to look down at the numbers and say, damn, it kind of tells me what my eyeballs see, and then to look at the championships and go, yep, there it is. Key, if he loses, it's not the same. That there only is the 57th Super Bowl in history.
Even if he wins, it's not the same, Max. Okay. Stop trying to compare him to Michael Jordan. Not only is it not fair to him, it's not factual. It's just not.
Go ahead.
Michael Jordan is undefeated in championship games. Michael Jordan's start of his career is nowhere near the start of Patrick Mahomes' career. I mean, find another comp. And I understand the sexiness of talking about Patrick Mahomes and Michael Jordan because it was talked about 4 years ago when he burst onto the scene. Oh, my God, he's like Michael Jordan. And every
I said
quarterback.
That 4 years ago.
Well, many people said it, not just you, Max. They're saying it about Jalen Hurts now. So it happens. I get it. You want to have a comp, but it's not.
Address my points, though, Key. How is it not the same along these lines? When you look at him, you're like, damn. It's like Aaron Rodgers, but with more charisma. It's like Rodgers meets Brett Favre. When you look at the numbers, you go, damn.
Because I feel
50
like,
touchdowns, his first time he touches the ball, basically.
Because I feel like this is kind of like what media does as a former athlete. It sets you up to fail. Mm-hmm.
Like exactly.
Now you're putting the highest of the highest level as an expectation on me. And now every time I don't reach that level, I'm a failure. Like, so there's no room for improvement, right? It's like you're reaching this unattainable goal by saying the greatest player of all time. If you want to, that whatever it is, whoever that player is, now you're putting that on me. Like, just let me finish my career and then let me see where I stack up.
You know, you have to appreciate and see guys like Joe Montana. If you really understood football and you watched it back then and you appreciate his coolness and how he was effective and how he delivered the football, 11 touchdowns in the Super Bowl in the air, another two on the ground, totaling 13 with zero turnovers, 4-0. That's the standard for Patrick Mahomes. It ain't Tom Brady. So let's get to what the standard truly is in this sport at that quarterback spot, which is Joe Montana. Then if you get to Joe, then we start talking about can he catch a Brady? Can he do this? Because as I tried to tell Chris Canty, who didn't want to listen to me the other day for whatever reason, being stubborn, I thought he was, you know, a little Max Kellerman in him. You don't know what the head coach is going to do in the future. The head coach may decide to step down 3 years from now. Patrick Mahomes may not win the Super Bowl on Sunday. Now, all of a sudden, he's that far behind Brady and that far behind anybody else that has multiple Super Bowls. He falls into the category of the conversation of, well, you know, he's got one. He's still chasing Aaron Rodgers for the MVPs. They both got the same Super Bowls. Well, he went to three. Doesn't matter.
I think you're both making valid points, but it's just not the point I'm making. And I think it's like a little bit.
No, it's not the point you're making. The point that you made is he's Michael Jordan.
No, you're not. No.
You're saying the track he's starting off with.
I'm saying this is if he wins the Super Bowl, one game makes that, but one play, yeah, that's how big the Super Bowl is. It's the biggest leverage moment in American sports. If he wins another Super Bowl, then the reason I'm saying Michael Jordan is not to say he's going to be as great as Jordan, but he has started to transcend football comparisons because Joe Montana and Tom Brady, who are the standards, right? Let's put them together, physically couldn't do certain things that Mahomes can do. So that gives him a greater ceiling because he has just more capacity. He has a bigger arm.
I agree.
Right? He can run. He's physically strong.
I agree. It's different.
So if he ever gets all the stuff that Montana had, I'm not saying he has everything like that yet, but if he gets it, and that's possible. Like, it's impossible for Montana to do what Mahomes can do just because of physical differences. But it's not impossible that Mahomes can do what Brady and Montana did as he ages, right, and gets even wiser and quicker in his decisions.
You sleep on – I'm going to just tell you this. You sleep on Montana, man.
Montana's the dude.
But see, Max, I've seen this – I'm going to give you two basketball examples, and I'm not saying their resume is the same as Michael, but a lot of people within the basketball world gave the comparison to that right there is different. That right there jumps off the page. It has all the tools. It has everything you want, the style, the swag, but it never lived up to that. Mm-hmm. Tracy McGrady.
Mm-hmm. Injury.
Yep. Vince Carter.
Yep.
Right? Like, you're like, oh, that's it.
It
right?
looked different.
But what happens is, and I feel like sometimes as a player, you allow other people to do this. It takes away the glory of just watching it and appreciating it because you want it to be more. That you can't even recognize it for what it is.
Jay, Bobby Mercer, Yankees prospect, supposed to be the next Mickey Mantle. He only wound up making 5 All-Star games. And everyone's like, oh. So I hear what you're saying, and it's valuable to say that as a warning. Hey, let's not get ahead of our skis. But that can coexist in a world. Hey, let's just keep that thought in mind with people imagining, because it might not work out, but hey, if he wins another Super Bowl, he's starting to transcend football. You have to start looking at other sports for comparison.
Have you guys seen this new new movie that's coming out on Apple with Sonny Vaccaro, and it goes through?
No, I just saw the preview with Ben Affleck. Matt Damon.
It talks about Sonny Vaccaro, and it talks about the creation of when Sonny Vaccaro essentially said to Phil Knight, who didn't want to do it, that we're gonna build our whole basketball division off this dude. We're going to build a shoe, and we're going to call it Air Jordan. He's like, I don't know if I like the name. Right? You also
How
have
did that
a
work
company.
Out?
You had a company that at the same time with Jordan made Jordan was already bigger than life, but made Jordan worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's almost like
super global.
Nobody's going to reach that pinnacle.
I'm not saying, but
Max, just you saying his name creates that energy around.
Yeah, and then you say
that's okay, but he might. But look, when you look at certain,
but he might.
But look,
but also Max, also you say transcend the sport.
Yep,
that it's different in football than it is in hoops.
It has been until now. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying that Patrick Mahomes is going to be that Jordan brand if he wins tonight. He has a chance to be that Jordan brand for the NFL.
Potentially, but what I'm saying is this: someone eventually, I think, will do it. I'll say this. Wayne Gretzky in hockey, right? Wayne Gretzky is usually not compared to other hockey players. He's compared to athletes in other sports. Once upon a time, this is a million years ago, Babe Ruth was the same thing. He was compared to athletes in other sports, not baseball players. And that's Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan, until LeBron came along, Kobe, but Jordan's compared to, is he the Jordan of the sport? And Jordan is the king of the kings, right, in this universe I'm talking about. But Mahomes has a chance to be in that category where eventually we use athletes in other sports to talk about Mahomes. We don't do that with Montana. We do it with Brady because he got 7 chips.
Who doesn't do it with Montana?
Usually Montana's compared to other football players.
No, man.
And by the way, you ain't posing it like I'm anti Montana.
I'm
best
not posing it like
one.
You anti Montana. I'm not. I'm just like, no, that's not true.
All right, Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Hey, what's the defining matchup in this game? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Wayne Gretzky is usually not compared to other hockey players. He's compared to athletes in other sports. Once upon a time, this is a million years ago, Babe Ruth was the same thing. He was compared to athletes in other sports, not baseball players. And that's Michael Jordan. Is he the Jordan of the sport? Mahomes has a chance to be in that category. And I think the difference between him and other football players is the talent, numbers, and team success all jump out from day one. And then the resume says the same thing if he wins the Super Bowl. It's a huge leverage game. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. What is the defining matchup in this game, Key? The defining matchup in the Super Bowl.
I think I have to look at the offensive side of the ball and the passing game and Jalen Hurts and what that shoulder's like against that young, inexperienced, banged-up kind of secondary when you got guys that are in the secondary for Kansas City who's played well in, who played well in the playoffs and then down the stretch of the regular season. We didn't see Jalen Hurts do much over the last, you know, two games, three games in regular season, the last regular season game into the playoffs because of the shoulder situation. And they had big commanding leads against the Giants and obviously the San Francisco situation. So what can A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith do against guys like Snead, who will probably be cleared to play in the Super Bowl along with McDuff, a young, talented player out of Washington? Can they take advantage of them? To me, that's what's going to decide this Super Bowl game. Can they somehow figure out how to get Jalen Hurts going in the passing game? Because we know that Kansas City's going to throw. And if Kansas City is throwing and they're hitting their targets and scoring points, and it forces Nick Sirianni to change his game plan of trying to run the football and be dominant up front with that offensive line, can Jalen Hurts do it against this secondary that's somewhat suspect at times?
See, Key, I'm looking more so at the Chiefs' O-line, right, against this Eagles' pass rush. You know, Philly's defense led the league with 70 sacks this regular season. 70 sacks, man. You got four different Eagles who have double-digit sacks, which is the NFL record. So with Patrick Mahomes being, we'll see how he is on the high ankle sprain, if he's able to move the same. We saw him in that one last play, obviously, that got the penalty when they got pushed out of bounds against the Bengals that got them into field goal range. But, you know, for me, how that O-line handles the pressure and the pass rush will determine whether Pat actually has time to create passes from the pocket.
Key, if I'm trying to make you beat me with your running backs, what am I doing if I'm the Chiefs?
If I'm trying to make...
trying to establish a run game
in other words, like Belichick would always try to take your top two things away. Beat me with your third thing and I'll tip my cap, right?
Yeah.
So like I heard him before the second time the Giants popped him. You hear him on the sidelines going, make him beat you with Manningham. Make him beat us with, like, and he beat him with Manningham. What could Belichick do? That was his plan. Show me your third best option could beat me, and I can't take everything away. So I'm looking at the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, if he can run, running the ball is bad news for the Chiefs. Jalen Hurts throwing the ball, I think, is bad news for the Chiefs. I would rather take my chances making them beat me by running the ball with their backs.
Well, I think that if you can neutralize them and make them one-dimensional on either side of the ball, I mean either side, whether it's running the football or passing, I think you get a plus there. But what happens is in the RPO game, it's very difficult to defend because you don't know if he's going to keep the ball depending on whether the end is crashing down or if he's going to hand the ball off. So it really puts your front seven in a very difficult situation. It also freezes your secondary at times. So if they start running the football extremely well, it'll open up the passing game for them. So when you ask the question of what should they concentrate on possibly taking away, you really are at a disadvantage. But the one thing that I would say they should probably do is try to take away the running game.
Take away the running game. Also, if the Chiefs are able to get up early in this game, that might force Nick Sirianni to all of a sudden change the way he plays, because you might have to drop back and pass the ball a lot more.
You know, the funny thing about
into it for the Chiefs,
the
right?
Eagles, everyone's like, well, they haven't had to play from behind, but that's not saying they can't. They just haven't had to because they're beating the hell out of teams in the first half. If anything, they took their foot off the gas in the second half because they got big leads.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff you didn't see, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff. Think about it. Over the last three games of the season, one in the regular season and two in the playoff games, it was probably very difficult for Kansas City in Spagnola the defensive coordinator to game plan defensively, because typically you watch some games or whatever, but you're really concentrating on the last four games of the season to go back and look at tape to really break down what the offense or the defense could possibly be doing, even though you got advanced scouts there. They're not seeing nothing in those games. So they got to go all the way back to when they played Minnesota, all the way back when they played Washington, and all the way back. You know, they got to start really diving in and looking at it, because they can't just go back to the last three or four games because they ain't seeing anything. They hadn't done anything on offense. So formations and things of that nature can be very tricky for Kansas City's defense to understand what it is that they're trying to do. So it may take Kansas City's defense a little bit longer to figure out what Philly wants to do on the offensive side of the ball.
Dan in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, I'd like to say I really love the show. You guys are a perfect mix of controversy, and I love that. But I do want to tag Max with a new nickname. I like to call him Laundromax.
Laundromax.
I kind of like it.
I'll tell you why, man. You get it in the washer. You're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth in your conversations. Then when you get all washed up, they throw you in the dryer, and now you're just going round and round and round. But I don't know that you ever really
get the reasoning.
Anything,
I just like the name, the way it sounds. I don't know about the reasoning.
Yeah, the key takes you out, folds you up, and puts you away, man. It's just enjoyable to hear. But I love you guys.
All right. So in other words, you keep repeating yourself and rinsing you off and repeating.
Rinse and repeat.
Package you up and put you. Me and Jay, we.
I don't like that. Nick in Jacksonville. I decided I don't like the nickname. All right, Nick in Jacksonville. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey Max, I didn't like it either. I ain't gonna lie to you, but I didn't like that Laundromax either. But I just wanted to say I agree with Max on the Joe Montana thing. And see, you my guy, but I don't really compare him to the Jordans, and I always compare him to football guys. You know what I mean? So it's just I agree with Max on that take. And it's not many times I agree with Max besides when he's talking about boxing, because I love you when you're talking about boxing.
Oh, thank you, brother.
But I'm with you on that.
But Joe ain't gonna never be compared to Michael Jordan.
That's
because
the era of
social media and all the content and all of those things, they were not comparing players to Michael Jordan in the 80s and 90s. They just wasn't nobody.
But we were
was
looking
doing
for
that.
Comparisons to other sports for certain athletes who we felt transcended their own sport. Let me say this.
Not
it
back
may
then,
be
you wasn't, Max.
Key, it may be that the nature of football is such. Too many guys on the field, so much of a team sport that you can't have a Michael Jordan of the quarterback position. My only thing I'll say, Jay, is this. The Mahomes makes me wonder, can he be the one to do it?
See, I think Patrick Mahomes, I hear what he's saying, but to me, I'm just going to tell you how I feel. And people could tell me if they feel differently. Patrick Mahomes' resume starts to be comparable to where I see you're going, Max. Joe Burrow, to me, has way more of that Joe Montana-like feel, right? Like, that feels like it can transcend the sport more so than Patrick Mahomes, even though Pat Mahomes' resume is way different than Joe Burrow's.
Yes, if Mahomes came out and said Joe Burrow the way his dad does, then Mahomes would have that too.
I guess I don't really understand when y'all say transcending a sport. Maybe I'm just dumbfounded and I don't really understand it or get it, because – transcending a sport to me means that you're selling signature shoes, not cliques. You got Hanes t-shirts that are not bacon.
You're looking for commercial success.
You're selling hot dogs. Yeah. Okay. And every time you move to a different stadium on the road, it's completely sold out. It's sold out. And the people at the home stadiums are selling the tickets because everybody want to come watch you play.
So who was that in the NFL, Key? Okay. Go ahead. We'll talk about that coming up after the break.
Well, there's a lot of wheeling and dealing in the NBA. Jay, I know you're always pushing football on this show, but we're going to talk a little NBA. Jay, stop protesting.
What?
How did all this wheeling and dealing come together? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun.
When you get Kevin Durant playing at the level that he has played with this season, what this shows is that Phoenix is going for it now.
Love the competition now that we can be in the same conference, and I welcome all that. Get to see him a little bit more, probably playing against Phoenix a lot more.
For Phoenix, you know, just a chance now to really make a run at a title.
It's the telephone man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We've been talking about the defining matchup in the Super Bowl. We have been talking about Patrick Mahomes transcending the sport. And right now we are joined by the man who's been very, very busy over the last week or so. He's always very busy, but especially over the last week or so. Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj!
Woj!
Good morning, guys. Is that song for me?
I mean, you are the man. You are the man.
I think it's safe to say that.
And you work the telephones when you need to.
I'd never thought of that song in conjunction with me.
Woj breaks so much news.
That's an old favorite.
Woj breaks so much news so fast, sometimes I think, wait, is he actually calling the shots or just reporting the news?
Yeah, Woj. Break this news, though. What led to the Kevin Durant trade?
Well,
do we have enough time, Woj?
Yeah, Jay.
Want to get some scotch?
What led to it this week? What led to it over 3.5 years? I mean, I think what sped it up was the Kyrie Irving trade request, obviously the Kyrie Irving trade. And then Matt Ishbia bought the Suns, but then being approved running the Suns here in the last week ahead of the trade deadline. And, you know, his aggressiveness to give up a lot to get Kevin Durant, all of that at once led to very late Wednesday night when Phoenix and Ishbia and James Jones were pretty close to pivoting to go and just do a John Collins deal in Atlanta. I think they were going to do a three-way deal through Detroit, and then they re-engaged with the Nets late Wednesday night and met the Nets' asking price for unprotected first-round picks, a pick swap, Mikal Bridges, obviously Cam Johnson, and got that deal done when they weren't that far off of just saying, hey, we're going to execute the Atlanta trade for a very good player in John Collins, but they made a very different decision. And Brooklyn, as badly as they wanted to keep Kevin Durant, as much as they wanted to see what this team might look like with Dinwiddie and Finney Smith and whatever else they might have been able to do yesterday at the deadline, KD's in the desert.
Woj, what's the plan for Brooklyn moving forward? Obviously, they have a ton of wings. They were able to get compensation back in return for Jay Crowder, sending him to the Bucks. But what do you think are next steps for Sean Marks?
Well, I mean, you're right. They've got pieces to do deals with. They got picks back in the Irving trade, the Ben Simmons trade, you know, for all the picks they gave up for in the James Harden and pick swaps. They kind of replenished it, and they have players. You know, I thought like maybe a Royce O'Neal was going to go out yesterday, but they've got players who have value. yeah, they've got to – you know, I don't say they're quite starting over. You think of where the Nets were when Sean Marks and that group took over. You know, they had a pretty gutted out roster and no picks going back to the Celtics, you know, the Celtics, Nets, Garnett, Pierce trade. They're in much better position there. And so this is a group that's shown they're very good at evaluating talent. You think of the players that they brought in who developed. Spencer Dinwiddie is a good example, who's back now, you know, who was a G League, essentially a G League guy. Joe Harris was a scrap heap guy, etc. So, yeah, like there's no easy quick fix after what they've done, bringing in Durant and Kyrie Irving, James Harden. You don't just flip it into another contending team quickly. But, you know, they'll one thing about it, they don't want to be bad. They're not going to try to gut this thing because some of their draft first-round picks are going out. They have pick swaps going out. They want to be good. And, listen, I think Bridges is an excellent player for them, you know, to start, I'm not necessarily building a franchise around, but he's a very good piece. They had some I can't tell you how many teams yesterday were banging at the door on Brooklyn on Bridges who were willing to give up a lot, and Brooklyn resisted that.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA Insider, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Woj, the Nuggets didn't do anything, neither did the Grizzlies, which I thought the Grizzlies could get a veteran championship-type leader. They didn't do anything at all. Why didn't they make a splash?
Thomas Bryant, for the Nuggets, I thought that was a really good pickup for them. He has been this year another big off their bench. I do think that had some value. I don't know what the Nuggets there was nothing big for them to do. They've got the best team in the West. You know, when you build off your – add to your bench there. I think Memphis tried. I think Memphis has been trying with OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. They didn't miss out on guys like that because they were not aggressive. They were aggressive, but somebody's got to want to do a deal with you. When you're trying to get players like that, I mean, teams don't easily give them away no matter how many picks you're offering. And so I do think Memphis was in a position where, you know, they're trying to take that next step to be, you know, a championship-level team. And I don't know that they needed a I don't think they're looking for a guy in his 30s to come in. I think they were looking for, can we get a high-level guy who fits in this age group of Jaren Jackson Jr. and, of course, Ja Morant. And they've done such a good job in Memphis of building through the draft, making really smart trades, and not overreaching. And so they've kept their picks in place. And so they don't do it at the trade deadline. But that's a team, again, don't be surprised if the Grizzlies aren't going after Bridges again or OG Anunoby again when we get to the offseason.
Adrian Wojnarowski, before we let you go, Kyrie Irving on Dallas, and there was a lot of assumptions being made. Hey, you know, now he's a free agent. The Lakers could just sign him next year, and then KD goes to Phoenix, and people are like, see, KD and Kyrie. And then it comes out, wait a minute, maybe Kyrie wants to play with KD, but in Phoenix, based on some public, stuff that Kyrie had said. And so now the question is,
Weren't they just playing together somewhere?
That's right. Okay. What is the relationship like, and where does it look more likely that Kyrie lands? Dallas, Phoenix, the Lakers, or somewhere else?
You're paid a lot of money to answer this question correctly, Woj.
You know, we talk a lot about relationships in the NBA. They change all the time, and then they change back.
Good point.
And then they change again. They're not one steady line, and that's probably true of all of us and anything we do. Maybe it's more pronounced there because it's more public. I think it's a waste of time to try to decide where, not just the relationship between Durant and Irving, but others, where that's going to be in a week, in a month, in 5 months, how everybody's going to feel about things a few months from now. Let's see how it goes in Dallas. And if Dallas is willing to pay Kyrie Irving, if they're willing to give him essentially max money on a multiple year level, my bet is that's where Kyrie Irving will be. And so, listen, the Lakers just traded for D'Angelo Russell. I think they're motivated to extend him. They essentially gave up. They have two first-round picks, right? We've been talking forever, 27, 29 pick. They essentially gave up the 27 pick. Now, you know, Jared Vanderbilt, Malik Beasley, good pieces. But D'Angelo Russell. So I think if that goes well and they sign him to some sort of an extension, you know, I think that takes them perhaps that takes them out of investing really, really big in another point guard.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ladies and gentlemen. You get to exhale a little bit once the deadline passes, Woj?
Sure.
Got any good, got any big plans you want to share? All right. Adrian Wojnarowski, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Woj.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, Woj.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Tune into NBA action tomorrow night as the Warriors host the Lakers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Can the NFL have a Jordan of football? Can a Michael Jordan even exist in football? And if he can, if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, is he him? Is he him, Jay?
That makes sense.
Is he him? Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Wayne Gretzky is usually not compared to other hockey players. He's compared to athletes in other sports. Once upon a time, this is a million years ago, Babe Ruth was the same thing. He was compared to athletes in other sports, not baseball players. And that's Michael Jordan. Is he the Jordan of the sport? Mahomes has a chance to be in that category. If it's possible for a football player to be in that category, maybe it's not. But if it is, I'm saying Mahomes got the best shot I've ever seen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If he wins the Super Bowl, though, can't lose it. As key, as you point out often, man, people take for granted just getting back to the Super Bowl, even getting to another AFC championship game in the next 5-6 years. Maybe that doesn't happen for the Chiefs, as dominant as they've been. You can't tell.
Bowl of M&Ms. That's what everybody act like. The Super Bowls are just bowls of M&Ms. You can just pick them out and get in one. Hey, here you go.
That's why winning the game or lose it, winning the game.
It's a huge thing. If you think about the history, of the NFL, I think there's about 36 quarterbacks, first time guys like Jalen Hurts that have gone to the Super Bowl, lost, and has never gotten back. And then there's some, like about six of them that actually gotten back, but only one in the modern era. And when I talk about modern era, I'm talking about since I've been born, really. I ain't talking about way back in the Otto Graham days. I'm talking about since I've been born. It exists now. There's only been one guy that's gotten back that's won, and I believe that was like John Elway that lost the first time that he appeared in the Super Bowl. So how hard is it? It's very hard, man. That's why I always say Patrick Mahomes took care of business the first time he got there. He's since been back twice. Let's see if he could do it this time, because he may never get back again.
But if he can do it, Jay, he has 5 years as a starter, two MVPs. As a first time he started, he threw 50 touchdowns, not a lot of interceptions. He's had a Super Bowl MVP. If he now gets his second Super Bowl, given the eye test and the numbers and everything, we never seen any start to a career like that.
Well, then add on with Andy Reid too, right? There are only 13 coaches in the history of the NFL that have won two Super Bowls
right? Like for Andy Reid, it puts him in that elite category as well. If he's able to win.
Yep.
Right? You think
with
about
two different teams?
Seven straight divisional
team,
yeah. titles, five straight AFC championship games, three Super Bowl appearances, two wins. Well, I mean,
Big Red is him.
Big Red is him. By the way, you know how we say, like, oh, Mahomes lives in the AFC championship game. He hosts it all the time. I mean, Andy Reid had the Eagles in the NFC championship game every year. Every year they were in the NFC championship game. Dante in Kentucky. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I enjoy the show. I love it. Max, I follow you in boxing. I agree with 90% of what you're saying. I see where you're going with Mahomes. He's that man. But my name for you is the accountant. I've always called you this because you're a numbers guy. And in boxing, numbers matter, but in team sport, not as much because it's a team sport. So I feel like you kind of low-key discredit what Montana has done because he's not, you know, as athletic as Mahomes. So shouldn't what he did, his accomplishments, be greater?
I'm not downplaying Montana at all.
I don't understand where they get Montana's not athletic from.
He had wiggle. Yeah.
Man, he had crazy wiggle.
Yeah, crazy wiggle on pop.
Man, he didn't need to do all that. He did it when he needed to. Y'all got to watch this dude, man.
Montana was always the man. But at the time, there were many, many arguments, Key, and you can't pretend there weren't, where people were like, come on, man, Elway and Marino are better. They're just not in as good a situation. We used to hear that a lot.
Well, I don't know that I heard that, but okay.
I don't know that I heard that
because the only thing I can remember is that Montana beat Marino.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
Aaron Rodgers, like the talent that Marino had was different than Joe. Joe was just one more.
Yep.
One at a higher clip.
Yeah,
that's
Montana.
I can tell you a dude that came off the streets of Newark, New Jersey that may have more bounce than Michael Jordan. Doesn't mean that they find a way to win at the clip they did.
Sure. I'm a Montana.
You know what Montana was like in basketball, Jay? He was Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Is what he was, right? He had that kind of cool demeanor. People followed his leadership. He was that guy. And he did it smooth like Magic.
He won all the time like Magic.
Won all the time and all that. Where Marino was in basketball, sort of kind of like Brody fast.
Dominique.
Everything was just boom, laser quick. But he couldn't win. He couldn't finish the deal. And he had stacked teams. He just couldn't finish the deal.
There's a big difference between being Jim Kelly, who's an all-time great and went to four straight Super Bowls, but he couldn't get over the top. And
Joe Montana. Field goal here, field goal here.
Right, but if Jim Kelly wins those Super Bowls, he's Joe Montana. Right? Joe Montana was a dude who got there, and every time he got there, he won. Right? That's why these Super Bowls are enormous leverage games. I'm saying if Mahomes wins, and I think he's the underdog. I think the Eagles can win by two scores.
Ben in Colorado, what do you got?
Why do you have that voice, Jay?
Yeah, because sometimes I got to redirect Max.
That's right, yeah.
Ben in Colorado.
Gotta be authoritative.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah. Hey, love the show. Hey, I don't get it. I don't know if it's like a trend around sports now to just throw out names like Michael Jordan out there. We're just kind of throwing his name out there like it's nothing. Yet you have guys, I mean, if you want to compare Mahomes to somebody, I mean, he has one ring we're like bypassing Kobe Bryant, which to me I think is after Michael Jordan. We're bypassing Tim Duncan. We're bypassing all these guys. But I just don't get the trend of just bringing up basketball Michael Jordan in with like Mahomes.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
Ask Max that. Ask me.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Ask Max.
I'll tell you why. Because Mahomes, listen to the criteria carefully. This is not Tim Duncan. Kobe, you have a better case. Mahomes is the first football player to come around where the eyeball test says, uh-oh, that looks different. The numbers back up the eyeball test. Like, this is different. And then the team success corroborates it all. If he wins the Super Bowl, if he loses, he's still among the greats. But if he wins, he's got the greatest first 5 years in the history of the game.
He does have a point, Don. Like Kobe had the look that was different.
I said, Kobe, you can make a better case for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.